sir?
Pretty good.
You want to fill it out for us?
Yeah.
Okay, put your name at the top.
Alan Williams, in pressed jeans and a blinding white shirt, is in a job fair line to ask for work building the new Miami Art Museum. An expert concrete finisher with 20 years' experience, he's one of about 700 skilled tradesmen applying for maybe 175 jobs. These days, Williams is doing what he's always done, working one job, then moving on to another one. But the moves have gotten a lot longer since the recession.
Between jobs have really extended. Before it was, you know, probably a week or so, but now it's months in between jobs. So jobs are not coming around as fast as they used to.
Housing was overheated before the crash, and construction employment was unsustainably high. Hundreds of thousands lost their jobs in the crash. And while the economy may improve and create jobs for others, economist Sean Snaith says it won't help skilled workers like Alan Williams.
Being a carpenter is not going to prepare you for a job in the healthcare industry, where jobs are being created.
It's one of the reasons that economic recovery and employment seem so disconnected. The crash changed things in ways that don't point to solutions. At Florida International University's Institute on Social and Economic Policy, researcher Emily Eisenhower says it's left the state neck deep in a jobs deficit.
We need almost 1 million more jobs in the state to get back to that level of employment. And so that means that the economy is clearly underperforming.
Or at least performing unevenly. There was modest job growth at the beginning of the year. That stopped. In July, Florida lost 22,000 jobs. Economist Snaith, who runs the Institute for Economic Competitiveness at the University of Central Florida, says recovery from our 10.7% unemployment rate will be slow.
We're talking several years before we get back to where we were prior to the recession. Unemployment rate is going to remain high. I don't think it gets below 10% until next year.
How many years to full recovery? Assuming a state job creation rate of 10,500 a month, that's the pre-recession rate adjusted for population growth, many agree the job deficit would disappear in the spring of 2017.
You're welcome. Larry has experience with underground utilities.
Back at the job fair in Miami, the museum job and other public-private projects like the Port Tunnel and the Marlins Stadium are either a glimpse of the future or just little moments of economic nostalgia. Project engineer Laurie King greets the applicants, hands them their application forms, and savors this rare chance to offer work.
It's a lovely feeling. It really is, especially because construction has had its hiccups in this area of the country. So it's nice to be able to give so many talented people an opportunity.
I'm Rick Stone in Miami.